Jaguars owner Shad Khan inside Lucas Oil Stadium in the Jaguars suite attending the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW. JP Shadrick with you inside the Media Center at Lucas Oil Stadium. Saturday at the Combine. Upstairs, Shad Khan in town. Of course, visiting with Tony Khan, his son, in the analytics department here. Dave Caldwell, of course, the GM, and head coach Gus Bradley. They all watched the Fulham game online, of course. And then Shad is here to see how the process goes at the Combine throughout the weekend. And then downstairs on Saturday at the Combine, defensive line and linebacker day, including a visit with Jadeveon Clowney, the biggest media scrum of all, even bigger than Johnny Manziel earlier this week. Clowney spoke to the media for about 12 minutes today, a little over 12 minutes, and others expected throughout the day. Of course, every day here at the NFL Scouting Combine, we visit with a national media member. Today, it's the senior producer for NFL Films, Greg Cosell. He says that the Jaguars, with that number three pick, will determine what direction they want the franchise to go under Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley.
How do you want to build your football team? Are you going to draft that quarterback and think he's the guy who ultimately, that guy who we draft, whether it's Bridgewater, Bortles, Manziel, is going to allow us to compete, you know, with the Andrew Lux of the world? If you feel that way, then you should take that guy. If you don't feel that way, then how do you build your team? Do you go and try to build your team in some ways like the Seattle Seahawks, where obviously Gus knows that real well, where you try to build a really good defense? You get a power running game that's your foundation that you can hang your hat on a weekly basis with, you know, tackles, offensive tackles who are good players. You know, do you go that direction and feel that's the way we really can compete and get to where we want to go quicker? So you have to philosophically decide how you want to play.
We're joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And, you know, according to Cosell, it sounds like you got to figure out what type of quarterback you want to lead your offense or if you want to play defense first.
Well, and I think that's something interesting that Greg said was that, you know, you've got to figure out what these guys are going to bring to the table. And as he said, none of them are perfect prospects. None of them are probably guys like Luck where you can take him and say, this is how our team is going to be because of this guy. I think these guys are more guys who are going to fit into what you're doing, and you have to build a specific thing around them. I think he makes a good point. That's what the next 2 months are going to be about for a lot of teams, Jaguars included, most likely.
And Cosell is a guy that's been around for a long time, watches a lot of film, and he's very honest in his evaluation.
Well, and it's interesting to talk to him. I always enjoy talking to him as a writer because he's willing to exchange ideas, and he doesn't really fall into that cliche. He doesn't really see the draft as necessarily – I'm going to put 64 guys on a board and have a two-round mock, you know, which people love, and that's great for internet hits, but it's not always how these guys who are here this weekend evaluating or thinking. So I think to listen to Greg is often to get a little closer to how the mind of a GM and a personnel guy really works, in that it's not one, two, three, four, everything goes in order, everything's clean, everything's you got to take this guy. Greg's comments always reflect that it's a thought process and not every decision is cut and dry.
Let's get into today here at the NFL Scouting Combine. Of course, downstairs today, defensive line and linebackers met the media, including Jadeveon Clowney. How did he handle it today?
I thought he handled it well. I mean, he had a lot of the questions about Spurrier's comments, about his effort during the season, about his play during the season. You know, I always try to watch these guys on the podium to see if they're composed. And Clowney didn't seem well rehearsed. I mean, he did fine, but he didn't seem like he was rehearsed in that sense that he had everything, pre-prepared
sure.
is the best word. But he answered the questions fine. I think he sort of knows that with all the questions that are going to happen, all the stuff that he had to listen to all season long, he's good. He knows it, and he's going to get picked high.
Yeah, he's going to probably show it this week
right.
here on the field in Indianapolis. Another player on the podium today, Michael Sam, the defensive end, maybe a linebacker in the NFL out of Missouri. Biggest crowd of the week so far.
Sure.
And speaking of handling it well,
yeah.
he certainly did today.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll get drafted or not. There's talk that he might not. He's a fifth or sixth round guy, and he's right on the borderline. But I don't doubt that whatever – white noise there's going to be around his coming out with teams, I don't doubt he's going to be able to handle it. He was very impressive on the podium. He seems very mature and very ready for what lies ahead of him. And, you know, I think he's going to be fine. And he was a very impressive kid on the podium today.
But to that point, there are teams in the league that just don't like white noise around a player.
Yeah, right? And I think that's the biggest issue. You know, I think it was Ozzie Newsome said, and you had the quote, I wasn't there for Ozzie, but he basically said that the media may have more of an issue with it than teams do. I think that's right, but there's also reality in this day and age that the media thing is going to be there, and there's going to be that circling around. Most teams probably don't mind that. There'll be a few teams that probably choose to go the other way or just sort of not consider it. And it, you know, so I don't know, again, where he'll be drafted, but it was clear from talking to him today that he's mature enough to handle the situation as it comes.
Well done, John. Another busy day here in Indy.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
No doubt. We'll wrap it up tomorrow. That's it today from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. 2014 NFL Scouting Combine coverage. This is Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.